And now, a message from your heavenly host, Robert W. Morgan.
Thank you, Tim. Usually we take this portion of this disc to kind of fool around or tell a couple jokes or, you know, kind of closed-circuit information for the stations, but I'm not really... don't want to get serious or really heavy here, but I would like to just mention that I guess by the time you hear this, it'll be common knowledge, if it isn't already, that one of the great institutions, literally, of recent radio history has died a rather dramatic professional death. A guy who was actually pumping gas at the corner of Pico and Crenshaw here in Los Angeles when we all started at KHJ back in 1965 and heard that and decided that he wanted to be in radio too and fought all the odds that all you guys know are out there and managed to skyrocket to what a lot of people thought was going to be stardom in a very short time. Speaking, of course, of Don Imus, most recently of WNBC in New York. As you probably know, WNBC is changing its format after many years of trying to successfully compete in the New York City area as a contemporary MOR station. And in the last 5 or 6 years, with my good buddy, I might add, Don Imus, running things in the morning show with his own impeccable taste and wit. John, unfortunately, was unable to get anybody to listen to him in New York City and therefore will no longer be associated with the network outlet. And they're going to bring somebody else in to see if they can't get some numbers. I mean, they'll take a one, for God's sake. Give us anything. Does anybody in Cleveland want a disc jockey with a limousine? Is there a car wash big enough